my calculations are right,
如果没有算错的话呢
I think I owe you 17 minutes.
我大概欠你们17分钟。
I may, not promising, but I may give it back to you this afternoon.
我不能保证什么，但是我可能可以退还给你17分钟。
That would all depend upon you.
关键在乎你们。
I have a few things I'd like to say just to kind of wrap up what we've talked about, started to talk about yesterday.
我要先总结一下我们昨天谈过的。
Then there are some things I would like to say concerning the use of hymns and what they are and their importance to us.
我想要谈一下这些诗歌我们的使用和对我们的帮助。
And I want to give you an opportunity if you have any questions or comments to give you that opportunity to ask or to speak.
如果你有什么意见或者是有提问题的话你可以有个机会可以来问。
And at the very end, when we've run out of all of that, Pastor Mary has a few words to say to us in closing.
在之后呢，守维姐妹她会有一些跟我们分享来结束下午的聚会。
And we have about an hour and 25 minutes to accomplish all that.
我们大约有一个小时二十分钟的时间来做这些事。
And so I just would like to, I guess, kind of wrap up and add one more piece to what we were saying yesterday.
我要总结一下昨天说的，并且再加上一件。
We do know that worship is not something that we come to; it's something that we do all the time.
敬拜不是我们来做一件事，而是我们经常在做的一件事。
Worship is not something that a few do in front of us, and we watch them do it. But as they are leading us in song, we are participating in worship.
并不是我们来看一帮人在我们面前敬拜，让我们观看，而是我们在他们的带领之下一同敬拜。
But although singing is a large part or a part and component part of worship, it's certainly not the whole subject.
歌唱是很重要的一部分，当然不是一个全部。
Our lives, as Havergal wrote in her song, our lives are lives of ceaseless praise.
我们生命生活是一个不停的赞美。
We are to worship Him in everything we do and in everything we say.
我们一切所行一切所言都是敬拜。
And we've talked about these things. I think we covered that yesterday pretty much.
我们昨天讲了许多关于这方面的事。
Worship involves our voices and our song and our speech and our mouths.
敬拜是用我们的言语我们的诗歌我们的美词。
But it's more than just verbal. It's everything that we do. Backing up what we say.And corroborating the fact that what we say with our lips is lived with our lives.
不单单是从我们口中出的话语，而且是从我们一切的言行举止来发表这样的意见。
That's why it says in the Bible we are to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
这就是为什么圣经说我们在圣洁的美德当中来敬拜。
Our lives are lives of holiness before God.
我们的生命是在神面前是圣洁的。
Now we can only be made holy as He is holy, as He is in us, enabling us to be holy.
我们之所以可以成为圣洁，是因为神在我们的里面使我们成圣。
And so our worship is to be a holy or a unique, different kind of a worship.
我们的敬拜是圣洁，因为它是独特的。
It's not the same worship as you worship a sports team or some kind of a figure or an individual.
跟你敬拜一个运动的团队或者是某个个人
this worship,
是不一样的。
This worship is in a different class.
这样的我们这样的敬拜是不同等级的。
We worship Him in spirit and in truth.
我们是用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
And He seeks such to do.
主寻求这样的敬拜。
And so we also, and this is wending our way through, we talked about how.There are different ways that we express that worship to the Lord. In the Bible, we talk about, Psalm 95 says, bow down in worship.
并且有不同的形式我们可以来敬拜。在诗篇第95篇说我们跪拜来敬拜。
There are times in the Bible where we read that they stood and worshiped the Lord.
并且你也可以站立敬拜主。
So which way are we supposed to do this? Are we supposed to bow down or stand?
我们应该跪拜呢还是站立呢?
Which way is right?
哪一个是对的呢?
Can't be both, can it?
你不能同时做两件事,
yeah,
对吧?
Yeah, it's both. Sometimes we stand and worship, sometimes we sit and worship, sometimes we kneel and bow and worship. The bodily posture is not necessarily as important or is not as important as the heart. It might be 13 times in the Bible we read about lifting up our hands or lifting up holy hands in worship. We do that, but sometimes we'll read in the Bible in Psalm 47 to clap our hands unto God. Sometimes we worship in silence without opening our mouths, and sometimes we're told to shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. So there are many different ways, many different expressions of our worship to God. Some are more demonstrative in their worship, some are more subdued in their worship. The Quakers, who are very pious, godly people, didn't have any instruments in their worship. Yet in Psalm 150, I read about all kinds of instruments that we're to worship the Lord with. And so as you can tell, worship is not just this way, and that's the only way, or that way, and that's the only way. It has, again, more to do with the heart and the life than it does with the mode or the way it's lived out. If you'd open your Bibles, if you have them with me, just for a few minutes, I'd like to look at one more passage of Scripture that talks about worship from Matthew chapter 2. Matthew 2 is a very familiar chapter. We usually talk about it around Christmas time, the birth of Jesus. But at the beginning of Matthew 2, the first 8 verses, we read, or the first, I guess it's 11 verses, we read about worship 3 times. And it's the same word, worship, all 3 times, but it takes on very different meaning when you look at the characters involved and the heart behind the worship. Now, you'll notice with me, I'm pretty sure you'll pick up on it rather quickly, the differences in worship that are mentioned here. It says in the first verse that Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of Herod. Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born, King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him."
在第一节说, 当希律王的时候, 耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒, 有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷, 说, 那生下来做犹太人之王的, 在哪里? 我们在东方看见他的心, 特来拜他。
Now, who put it into the hearts of these wise men from the east? Who put it into their hearts to come all that distance, travel all that time, and give all that energy to come to worship this child? It took them a couple of years to get there. But they had a desire, which we talked about yesterday, that people have in their hearts to worship. Their understanding was rather incomplete. They didn't fully understand who this was and what it was they were coming to worship and who they were going to see when they got there. But they had heard the prophecies of old, they had seen the star that they had now followed, and their whole desire in coming was to just come to worship him. Now, I don't suppose they practiced the song so that when they got there, they could get into there where Jesus was and say, "Okay, now strike up worship." I don't think they did that. See, they spent all this time, energy, effort on coming to worship, But I don't think they were bringing a song.
他们花了很多的力气，走了很远的路来敬拜，但是他们并没有唱诗歌。
They were bringing a heart.
他们把他们的心带来了。
They were bringing a heart that, although they didn't understand very much about Jesus, they wanted to find where he was.
他们虽然不认识耶稣，可是他们要寻找耶稣。
We desire to worship him. Where is he? We don't know where he is, but wherever he is, we want to worship him.
我们来寻找耶稣，我们不知道他在哪里，但是我们要来找他。
Yeah, that's a good desire that I believe he puts into your heart too, in mine.
如果在你我的心里也有这样的渴慕，是很好的。
I can't understand everything about him.
我不能完全了解他。
But I do want to worship him.
然后我是要敬拜他。
I do want to know him better.
我要更认识他。
And as I get into his presence and find where he is and seek him so that I do come to worship him, I'm going to understand more and more about him as I do that.
当他们找到他的时候，因为他们寻求他的时候，就能够更多的认识他。
What I'm trying to say is the desire in our hearts to worship him opens up a door to our understanding about him.
我的意思是说，当我们心里有个渴慕来寻求他的时候，就打开了我们心里面的门，能够更多认识他。
Now because they just didn't know, they went to King Herod to try to find out where Jesus was.
然而他们因为不明白，所以去找希律王问。
And he didn't really care where Jesus was. He didn't really care about Jesus.
希律王并不在乎主耶稣在哪里。
But it says in verse 3 that when he heard this, when he heard that there was this born one that people were coming to worship, he was disturbed and all Jerusalem with him.
希律王听见了就心里不安，整个耶路撒冷合成的人也都心里不安。
In those days when the Herod became disturbed, everybody got disturbed.
在那个时代，希律王不安的话，大家都不安。
It wasn't a good idea to disturb Herod.
去打扰希律王是一件不好的事。
And you all know what Herod did because he was disturbed.
你知道他做了什么？因为他心里不安。
Killing all the male children in Judea, 2 years of age and under.
他把两岁以下犹大各地的孩子们，男孩子们都杀了。
But listen to what Herod says.
让我们来看看希律王说了什么呢？
Herod calls together all, this is verse 4, all the people, the chief priests, the teachers of the law.And he asks them where the Christ was to be born.
第四节他说他召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说基督当生在何处。
He asked. He was 5 miles away from where Jesus was born, but he needed to find out. He asks the scholars. They go back to the biblical prophetic record, and they find written there that he would be born in Bethlehem of Judea.
大约他在距离主耶稣出生的地方大约有5英里远的地方，他不知道他在哪里出生，然而他找了这些文士来问到底在哪里。
So verse 7, Herod calls back these wise men.
因此第七节他就说他暗暗地召了博士。
Who really had come because they really had a desire to really just worship him.
这些博士的渴慕是要敬拜主。
And Herod calls the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star appeared.He sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go, make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him.
他细问那星是什么时候出现的。你们去仔细寻访，到往伯利恒去，你们仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。
Now, how many people here think that Herod really wanted to go worship Jesus?
你们有多少人觉得希律王真的是要去敬拜神的？
Am I the only one?
只有我吗？
Well, I'm on your side. I don't think so either.
我跟你们是同一边的。
But he said he wanted to worship.
他
He said he wanted to worship.
他说他是要去敬拜。
He said, tell me where he is so that I may also go and worship him.
他说你们告诉我他在哪里，我也去拜他。
We could say we want to worship him, but really not.
我们可以也说主我来敬拜你，但是是真的敬拜他。
Again, this worship for Herod had nothing to do with anything with singing. It had to do with his heart.
因为敬拜不是关乎唱歌唱，而是关乎你的心。
The wise men wanted to worship him. They had a seeking heart.
这些博士他要拜他是因为他们的心是敬拜的心。
Herod said he wanted to worship Jesus, but he didn't want to worship him at all.
希律王说他要拜他，但是他的心一点也不想拜。
He was just playing games with the wise men.
他只是在愚弄这些博士。
He had another ulterior motive in mind. Find out where he is that I may go bring me word where he is that I'm going to go kill him.
他的心里是有恶念的，他说告诉我他在哪里，好让我们可以杀他。
And then finally in verse 9 we read that after they had heard the king, They went their way, and the star that he had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
第九节他说, 他们听见王的话就去了,在东方所看见的星,忽然在他们前面行, 直到小孩子的地方,就在上头停住了。And
when they saw the star, they were overjoyed, and coming into the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and they worshipped him.
他们看见那星就大大的欢喜,进了房子,看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚,就伏伏拜那小孩子。
The long journey of wanting to find the object of their worship had now come to fulfillment.
他们走了很长的旅途,终于让他们的目的达成了。
Their desire to worship had led them to where Jesus was.
他们渴慕敬拜的心带他们到主的面前。
If you have an honest desire to know Him, to love Him, to worship Him, it will always lead you to where He is.
如果你有一个诚实的心,要来敬拜他,要来爱他,要来尊主为大,他一定会带你到那里。
You won't be satisfied with anything less
你任何其他的事情都不会让你满意。
than coming to where He is and worshiping Him.
只有到他的地方来敬拜他。
You can worship, you can worship people, you can worship a church, you can worship a person. It'll never satisfy you.
你可以敬拜敬拜的本身,你可以敬拜这些敬拜的人,你可以敬拜这个教会,但是你的心都不会满足。
But the honest, sincere worshiper will always be led to Jesus and will always then find satisfaction.
然而一个真实,诚实的寻求主的心能够带你到敬拜的里面。
You remember what the Apostle Paul said to those that were in Athens? We read yesterday from Acts 17.
我们读, 使徒行传第17章的时候,我们读到雅典这些人。
I perceive that you're seeking, but you're not finding, but he's not very far from any one of us.
我们或许寻求他,但是主离我们不远。
I think the expression that I saw on the board before on the screen was, he's not going to tease us.
我们刚刚唱的诗歌说,他不是玩弄我们。
He wants to give himself to us.
他要把自己给我们。
And true worshippers will find him.
真正的敬拜者会找到他。
True worshippers will be led to him.
真正的敬拜者会被带领到他的面前。
It's a miraculous way that these wise men were led to Jesus, but in miraculous ways, true worshippers will be led to where Christ is.
就像很奇妙的这些博士被带到主的面前,真正的敬拜者也会被带到主的面前。
And when they came into the place where Jesus was,
当他们到主的地方的时候,
here the expression was that they bowed down.
这里的表达的方式是说他们俯伏。
Now that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody who comes into the presence of Jesus needs to bow down. They did.
并不是说每一个人到主耶稣的面前都会俯伏，然而圣经人是俯伏。
Stand up and raise your hands. I don't know what your experience may be, but there is some bodily expression when we come into His presence, when we meet Him, we do something. We worship Him, we honor Him, we glorify Him in body, soul, and spirit.
我们每一个个人的感受或许不同，然而因为照着主的感动，我们身心灵都来敬拜主。
And then it says, and interestingly, after they worshipped Him, it says, then they opened up their gifts.
然后接下来他就说他们打开他们的礼物。
They had something to bring to Jesus. Jesus said, here's gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
他们带了黄金、乳香和没药。
And then being warned of God, they were told, don't go back into your country the same way. Don't tell Herod what you know.
在梦中被主指示,警告他们不要回去见希律。
Because Herod really doesn't want to worship Jesus.
因为希律王并不要敬拜主。
And if you really don't want to worship Jesus, you'll never find Him.
如果你不是真的要敬拜主的话,
you'll never know where he is.
你找不找他的,
you'll never get there.
你不会到那里的。
You could say all your life, I want to worship him, and somebody tell me where he is because I want to worship him. But if you really don't want to worship him, you'll never find out.
你可以一生都在说我要敬拜主,我要敬拜主,然而你的心不是真的寻求主的话, 你永远也找不着。
You can go through all your life saying I want to worship him, but in your heart, if you really don't, he won't disclose himself. He knows what's in your heart.
如果你一生都只是口里说我要寻求主,然而你心不是这样想的话,你是找不着的。
He's not very far from any of us.
主离我们不远。
And He'll disclose Himself to those who seek Him and worship Him in spirit and in truth.
他愿意向心灵诚实敬拜主的人显明他自己。
So I do desire that the Lord would help us all by our lives, by our words, everything that we do and everything that we say, that it might all be to the praise and glory of His name.
我愿我们每一个人的言语行为都讨主的喜悦。
And it will continually lead us to His feet. And we'll continually pour out our gifts and our adoration and our thanksgiving and our praise upon Him. Because He is so worthy of our praise. And if you want to know why, remember what we talked about this morning.
如果你要知道为什么的话,
He took it all, He paid it all, and He is worthy of all our love.
主受一切的责罚,
and so may He help us, every one of us, to continue to live lives of worship.
愿主帮助我们,
now, one of the ways in which we worship the Lord is through the use of hymns or songs.
我们来敬拜主的一个方式就是使用我们的诗歌。
Now, what makes a hymn a hymn? I know, because it's not a her. All right, get the joke out of your system. Why is a hymn a hymn?
一个诗歌为什么是诗歌? 这个笑话翻不出来。
Does it have to be 100 years old to qualify as a hymn?
需要100年这么老才能流传下来呢?
Does it have to be hard to be understood to be a hymn?
要我们听不懂才能做诗歌吗?
Does it have to be in a book to be a hymn?
是要在我们的本子里才算吗?
What makes a hymn a hymn?
什么样的叫做诗歌呢?
What would you say? What's a hymn?
你们觉得呢?
What do you say?
你们觉得?
It's very old.
很老的.
As old as me?
比我还老吗?
Well, let me. Okay, I'm not going to say anything. It's, now, there's an answer. It's old.
有人说,
hymns are old.
诗歌是老的.
Most of them are. A lot of them are.
都是的确是古老的.
But age in and of itself doesn't qualify something as being a hymn.
就算是老的, 也不是全部都能够当作我们的诗歌.
It's got to be more than that, and it's not only always old. So what's a hymn? Somebody else.
不仅仅是这样, 我们请别人回答.
Say it again. Divinely inspired.
要圣洁并且能够激发我们的.
I think the best hymns are divinely inspired.
最好的诗歌的确是圣洁的,
and so I know what you're saying, and I agree that good hymns are divinely inspired, but that's not necessarily either the definition of a hymn.
是的, 没有错, 这是对好的诗歌是这样, 然而它不是诗歌的定义。
But I like the divinely inspired part. We're going to come back to that in a minute.
我们待会会, 再交通你,
what else? What would you say? What is a hymn?
你们觉得呢?
What did I hear? Worship God. It's something that worships. Okay, now we're getting close to the at least the book definition of a hymn. A hymn is a song or an anthem or a poem usually used to praise, to honor, to glorify God, or to teach doctrine about Him.
敬爱慕主并且仰望主的.
So it's a poem that somebody writes or an anthem that somebody writes, and it's usually to honor or to lift up or to glorify God.
通常是人家写的诗歌颂词是来敬拜是高举主的.
Now I would agree with my brother that they are often, and many of them are divinely inspired.
有很多是很圣洁，是尊崇主的.
They are also used and have been used over the many, many years to teach to God's people doctrine of the church.
然后也教导了许多教会神的训词.
Now, where in the Bible do we read about hymns? Is it something that the Bible even talks about? Were they singing hymns back in Jesus' day, in Paul's day?
圣经里面有讲过我们唱诗吗? 在保罗的时代是不是有这样的事呢?
Was that pre-hymn days?
这些是不是, 我们这个年代诗歌以前的事呢?
But it's not that old. It's not as old as the Jesus days. So these hymns, as far as they were concerned, are new.
我们的诗歌本的确是有很多古老的诗歌, 然而跟保罗唱的诗歌比起来实在是很新的。
I mean, to the Apostle Paul, these were futuristic.
对保罗来说,
to the Apostle Paul, these are modern.
对保罗来说,
they were singing hymns of Jesus' day. Where in the Bible do we read of it? I could think of five places. where we read about hymns.
主耶稣的时代有五个地方讲到唱诗。
Would you like to look with me for a couple minutes?
让我们来找找看。
Let's see where they're used. It's in Matthew chapter 26. It's at an interesting time in the Bible. Matthew 26.
第一处是马太福音二十六章。
And if you just notice where this chapter takes place, it's at the trial and getting ready for the crucifixion of Jesus.
这是背景的呢，就是在一个非常不容易的光景，主快要被钉十架了。
And in the let me start with the 27th verse of chapter 26 of Matthew.
第二十七节，马太二十六章。
Jesus is in the process of instituting this new supper, which we call communion.
主要设立这个新约。
And he had just broken the bread and gave it to his disciples, and now in verse 27, he takes the cup and he offers it to them to drink and says, "This is the blood of the covenant and poured out for the many for the forgiveness of sins. And I'm not going to drink it again until I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom."
他拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里与你们同喝新的那日子。”
This is a very, very hallowed, holy, sacred time.
这是一个非常神圣的时刻。
This is that upper room. Jesus is about ready to leave them and go out to the Garden of Gethsemane and then be handed over. Very, very important time.
是在小楼的楼上一个非常重要的时刻，要他去客西马尼园之前与门徒在相处的一段时间。
And right after he institutes this new supper,
他设立新约之后，
it says in verse 30, when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
第三十节说，他们唱了诗，就出来往橄榄山去。
Now, I'm not sure of the answer to this. I can tell you some things that I don't think it is, but let me ask you, see what you would think. Why did they sing a hymn?
我来问一问大家，为什么在这里他们要唱诗？
Why didn't they just pray and dismiss and go their own way and carry on with Garden of Gethsemane?But they sang, the Bible says, they sang a hymn.
他们为什么不能就祷告，然后就各走各的，然后就往客西马尼去了呢？这里他非常明白的说，他们唱了诗。
You think it was because they had 10 minutes and they didn't know what to do?
是因为他们要打发十分钟吗？
I don't think it was that. It wasn't to fill in time.
不是吧？不是要打发时间的吧？
Is there a spiritual value to them singing a hymn?
唱诗是有属灵意义的。
Well, what do you think? Now, again, to sing an anthem or a praise, something that was melodic, no doubt, that they could offer to the Lord, that's what they did. Why did they do that?
诗歌颂词是可以奉献给主，是赞美主的。为什么他们在这里做这事呢？
Why do you think they did that?
你们觉得他们为什么这样做呢？
Okay, Robert? Okay, because as they were going out and Jesus was about ready to go out, that's something that would stick with them. Yes, brother?
是因为主耶稣要出门，所以他们要让这个诗歌在心里面留一段时间嘛。
My French horn player over here. He spitted the guy in front of him, now he's going to answer the question. Okay, they're uniting. If you didn't hear what was said, perhaps it's that they're just uniting and doing a common thing of lifting an anthem or a song of praise or adoration to Father or to God or to something.
或者是帮助他们能够合一，心灵合一，然后将赞美献给父神。
Yep. Okay.Okay, if you didn't hear, they were about to go through some hard experiences, and Jesus knew that. And so, in singing this song together, as they were uniting in that song, lifting up the Lord, there was help, strength, whatever that was given in part. Okay, good.
或者是因为在这样不容易的时间，这个诗歌可以带给他们力量。
I saw somebody else's hand someplace right around in here. Who was it? Don't be shy. Oh, is you? Oh, is you? Okay.
To celebrate.
To celebrate.
是庆祝吗?
Celebrate what? Happy birthday to you. We're going to sing.
庆祝生日吗?
Ah, and they're celebrating. There's some reason to celebrate.
庆祝罪得赦免吗?
To rejoice.
是要能够,
to be glad and give thanks.
喜庆高兴, 来感谢吗?
Okay, anybody else? I don't want to steal. Yes?
I'm wondering
okay, it's being suggested that this was their ritual. Is that what you mean? This is their habit. This is what they did before they left. At the end of the meeting, they said, number 212. Okay, and maybe so. It maybe was ritual to unite them together.
The common
thought as they're going out, exalting Christ or God in that case, perhaps. Are these reasons why we sing hymns?
这些是我们唱诗的原因吗?
Anthems of praise.
是诗歌颂词,
to honor him.
来尊主为大,
and oftentimes, at least and maybe more than oftentimes, divinely inspired.
或者是被主的圣洁来激励,
and so as we remind ourselves, these are good answers that you're giving, and I think maybe all of them could be true. I don't know why. It doesn't say in the Bible. They sang a hymn to encourage themselves before they went through this. But perhaps that's why it was. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, if you turn with me there, this is, of course, the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Corinth. First Corinthians 14,
第十四章,
in at verse 26,
26节,
Paul is teaching them, trying to bring into order some things that had been a little chaotic in their group. So he says in verse 26, so what shall we say, brothers? When you come together, everyone has a hymn or a word of instruction, or a revelation, or a tongue, or an interpretation.
第二十六节,弟兄们,这却怎样呢?你们聚会的时候,个人会有诗歌,会有教训,会有启示,会有方言,会有翻出来的话。
So among other things, Paul says, when we have church in Corinth, when we come together, somebody's going to have a hymn on their heart.
保罗在对哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹说，我们或者心里面有诗歌。
Not everybody is going to call out a song to sing, but there are some that are divinely led by God. We want to sing this song today.
不一定每一个人心里都想着一个诗歌，可是有人可能主给他灵感，让他说我们要来唱这首诗歌。
And then the list unfolds. Some, when you come together, somebody wants to admonish and has a word of admonition or exhortation, or somebody has a revelation or a tongue or an interpretation.
或者有人受主的感动，他有教训的话语，有启示，有方言，有翻译的话。
But this last phrase is what's important, and in connection with hymns.
最后这一句是最重要的,
all of these must be done for the strengthening of the church. God wants us to sing anthems of praise to Him, and as we do, we are strengthened thereby.
Now,
this isn't a surprise to you. You know this is true.
你知道这个真理,
now, I don't think In Christ Alone is a terribly old song, but I would consider it an anthem or a hymn of the church.
在基督里并不是一个很老旧的诗歌,
I'm only picking on that one because that's the last thing I can remember singing with you here.
我选这一首诗歌来做例子，是因为我们刚刚唱过。And
I do believe that as we sang that together, there was a strengthening among the people of God.
我相信当我们唱的时候，我们大家都得着力量。It
was a blessing to us, an encouragement, a help, a reminder.
鼓励了我们，帮助我们，给我们力量。
And if it was the last thing that we sang, it would probably be in our hearts and we'd be singing it all the way to our cars.
如果是我们唱的最后一首诗歌，可能如果我们出去的时候，在到停车场，心里面都是在哼这首诗歌。
Whatever we do in church is not simply because we want to do it. That's why. That's why because we're doing it. That's why we're doing it because we said we're doing it. It's all to the strengthening, the edification of the body of Christ.
我们在教会做的一切事，不是因为了做才做，而是为了神的身体而做的。
That's why we sing, that's why we admonish, that's why we exhort, that's why we preach.
这就是为什么我们唱诗，讲道说方言。
Believe it or not, I'm not here this weekend to try to kill you with my preaching.
我不是来这里用许多的道让你们受不了。
I try to exhort you and help you and encourage you and admonish you.
我的目的是来鼓励你们，来帮助大家。
That we may be better off after the fact than before we came.
就是我来了之后，比你们没有在我来之前状况要更好。
But a very important part in that edification is yes, the preaching and the exhortations and all that, but so is the singing of hymns.
造就人有许多不同的方式，然而唱诗的目的也是如此。
So is the raising of our voices in anthem and praise to our God.
我们用我们的诗歌颂词来赞美主，也是同样的目的。
If you turn to the book of Ephesians, now this isn't Paul writing to the Corinthians. He says the same thing basically to the church in Ephesus.
他对以弗所教会讲的话是一样的，是保罗写的信。
In the fifth chapter, in the 19th verse.
第五章第19节。
It's interesting to me that this is right after the passage that he speaks to them about the need of they being filled with the Holy Spirit.
这是在保罗说你们要被圣灵充满之后说的话。
In verse 18, he says, "Don't be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit."
第18节他说了，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
There are many people that would suggest that what follows that 18th verse is just an indication of being filled with the Spirit.
许多人相信第19节只是表达被圣灵充满的一个现象。
This is how people who are filled with the Spirit act or what they do.
这是被圣灵充满的人所做出来的一点表现。
They speak to one another with psalms.
他们用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说。
With hymns and spiritual songs.
用诗章和灵歌。
They sing and they make melody in their hearts to the Lord.
他们口唱心和的赞美主。
Now, there are different nuances to these different words that are given.
这些不同的词句有不同的目的。
And in my opinion, one is as valid as the other.
那么他们有不同的重要性，那他们是同等重要的。
We speak to ourselves in psalms.
我们对自己，我们是用诗歌。
And in the New Testament church, the early New Testament church, they would often sing or speak to themselves in psalms.
早期的新约教会，他们用诗歌彼此对说。
All of those psalms of ascent that you have were actually songs that they sang as they approached the city of Jerusalem or coming up to the temple.
许多我们所用的诗歌是他们到耶路撒冷的路上他们唱的诗歌。
So it's not far-fetched to think that they were still singing them here in the early church in Paul's day.
我们相信在保罗的那个时代，他们早期的教会也是用这些诗歌。
And Paul said that's a good thing. Speak to one another in psalms.
保罗说这是很好的，彼此用诗歌来鼓励。
How many psalms do I know that have been put to music that I can sing?
我个人有知道多少的诗歌是被写下来的呢？
I mean, I could. Oh, as the deer panteth for, is that a psalm?
如路可牧师写，这是诗歌吗？主为我造清洁的心。
Is that a psalm?
是诗吗？
Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord, glory and strength. Is that a psalm?
把一切献给主，这是诗歌吗？ 是的。
And I could go on and on and on and on. We can sing psalms all afternoon.
我们可以一整个下午都来唱诗歌。
Is it a good thing to sing psalms?
唱诗歌好吗？
Yeah, that's what Paul says. Speak to yourselves in psalms. And then in hymns.
是的,保罗这里说用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对唱是好的。
Well, psalms are different than hymns.
歌曲跟诗歌是不一样的。
Hymns are, let's go with divinely inspired anthems or poems set to music that glorifies God or teaches doctrine that we come together to sing. Not the same thing as psalms necessarily, but we're to speak to one another and sing hymns.
诗歌跟诗篇是不一样的。诗歌是我们用来鼓励大家用遵守神的话语来把它放在歌曲的里面。
And spiritual songs. What are spiritual songs?
属灵的诗歌是什么呢？
You say psalms and hymns are spiritual songs.
是诗篇是颂词。
Yeah, they are, but that's not necessarily what we're talking about here. Spiritual songs is a different category.
属灵的歌曲是另外一个部分。
So for those of you that are still with me, we have songs.
你如果还在
We have hymns. What are spiritual songs?
听的话，属灵的歌曲是什么？
Don't tell me they're psalms and hymns.
不
They're spiritual songs. What are they? They're different. You never thought about that one, huh? It's right there.Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
使用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说。
Any ideas? Spiritual songs. If they're not psalms and they're not hymns, but they're spiritual, what else could they be?
属灵的歌曲跟我们的诗歌是有区别的。那区别在哪里？
Yes, Vicky.Oh, just like write that little card that I had up here yesterday, huh? Just right out of your heart.
就像我昨天带的那些卡片吗？是你心里面发出来的一个发表吗？
Maybe your spiritual song goes like, Lord, I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glorify your name. I worship. Or it could be in other tongues.
属灵的歌曲有可能说主，我赞美你，我敬拜你，我爱慕你。
And Paul writes about that in 1 Corinthians 12 and 14.
保罗在哥林多前书十二章十四节他讲了这一段。
And then he just closes it. He says, speak, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神。
Just two more, real quick, we're going to move because we want to get done. But Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传第十五章。
Now, again,This is important. You might think, this isn't important. This is hymns. No, this is important.
这是很重要的。
Here is Paul and Silas. Here are Paul and Silas. And you know what happened to them at Philippi?
第十七章，保罗和希拉发生了什么事，你们知道吧？
If the guy next to you doesn't know the story, please fill him in while I'm talking because I don't want to go into the whole story.
如果你旁边的人不知道的话，你赶快把故事告诉他。
But here they are because of their faith sitting in jail after having been beaten.They are now in stocks.
他们被下到监里被手脚上链。
This jail, by the way, is not the jail I was talking about this morning.
这里讲的监狱跟我早上讲的监狱是不一样的。
This is not a nice place to be.
这不是一个很好的地方。
And about midnight, it says in verse 25.
十六章第二十五节说。
Look what Paul and Silas were doing.
看保罗和希拉在做什么。
They were praying.
他们在祷告。
If I were in jail, I'd be praying too.
如果我下在监狱里，我也会祷告。
My prayer would have one line.
我祷告就一句。
Lord, get me out of here.
主啊，把我。
Lord, get me out of here.
你放我出去。
Forget about the not my will, but thine. Lord, get me out of here.
你的旨意就算了吧，你把我带出去。
Okay, that's one. That's prayer.
那是我的祷告。
And you'd be praying too, perhaps.
你可能也会祷告。
But look what it says next. They were praying and singing hymns.
可是你看接下来他说他们祷告唱诗赞美
To God
是给神的
Plural Hymns More than one
是复数的不止一首诗歌
Silas
希拉
What
干嘛
Silas Let's sing numbers 1 through 10
希拉我们来唱诗第一到第十首
Alright
好啊
If you want to I'll go ahead you start
你一定要唱到我们唱吧你先
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's probably wasn't written yet, but you know. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're not going to do that.
Nah.
Michelle. anyway, okay. They're singing hymns.
他们在唱诗呢。
Now, again, before Jesus went out to the cross,
主耶稣上十架以前,
and was about ready to leave his disciples, he's singing hymns.
他要离开门徒的时候,
in a dire, solemn time. And now Paul and Silas in the darkest of nights.
在一个神圣的时刻, 而保罗和希拉是在一个半夜的时候,
they're singing hymns.
他们唱诗,
and look what the Bible says.
看圣经说什么?
Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken.
突然地大震动,
now, was that because of the prayers or because of the hymns?
这些事发生是因为祷告呢，还是因为唱诗呢？
That's a no-brainer. Hymns are used to fill in time and take up space. Prayers are what's important.
唱诗是打发时间的，祷告是能够震动天地的。
No, that's really not true.
不是这样的。
Hymns are important.
诗歌是很重要的。
No, I'm not saying the prayers aren't, but hymns are important.
我没有说祷告不重要，可是诗歌非常重要。
You can sing your way to the victory.
你可以一路唱到。
You can sing your way to prison doors being blown off.
你可以唱到监狱的门大开。
Prayer coupled with singing anthems of praise to our God are powerful weapons.
祷告与唱诗连接在一起是一个非常有力的武器。
Paul says to the Corinthians, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
保罗说我们征战的武器不是属血气的。
And I am convinced, not because of my upbringing or my church heritage or my likes or dislikes, I am convinced from the scriptures.
我深深地相信,不是因为我家庭的背景,不是因为教会的原因,而是因为神的话语,
that there is an important place in the life of the Christian and in the Christian assemblies, not just Christian assembly, but in all Christian assemblies, for the singing of anthems and praises to our God.
我相信有大的能力,不只是在教会里面聚集的时候,而是圣徒在一起唱诗祷告的时候,有大的能力出来。
Now, not all of our singing is constituting what a hymn is.
我们所有唱的并不全都是诗歌本里面。
I'm not saying that choruses are bad and wrong, and anybody that writes a chorus and a word that's wrong and you should... What I am saying is, I find in my Bible that there was a place for hymns. Now maybe you say it's because Chris Tomlin wasn't born yet.
不是，我不是说这些写诗的不好，因为这个有名的一个现代的诗歌的作者，他那时候还没出生。
There were people all the way back as far as you could go in the Old Testament that were musicians and singers and songwriters. So there was no dearth of people who could write songs.
在旧约的时代就有写诗的诗人，所以我们不乏写诗的诗人。
But there are God-inspired, divinely inspired anthems of praise helping the people of God through the storms of life, through the difficulties of life, through the trials of life. And when we come together, one of the things that we do, not the only thing, and not necessarily the most important thing, sorry, but one of the things that we do is we sing hymns to our God.
然而有许多的人受圣灵的感动，神给他感动，让他写出这样激励人心的诗歌，让我们可以敬拜主。Just
one last passage of scripture.
最后一处.
It's in Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书.
Now I mentioned Corinthians and Ephesians. This is again another letter, Colossians.
哥林多书,以弗所书, 现在到了哥罗西书.
It says in the 16th verse, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. 3:16.
当样各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里。
So it's important that when we come together, we teach the Word of God. We read the Bible. We talk about the Scriptures.
我们教导基督的道理,我们来读圣经是非常重要的。
Paul says, do that. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another. And as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to the Lord.
做这些事是非常重要的, 存在心里以后, 用诗章、颂词, 灵歌, 彼此教导, 互相劝诫。
So sing hymns, sing psalms, sing songs, sing to the Lord.
唱诗, 唱灵歌, 为主歌唱。
And whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all to the glory of God.
无论你做什么, 你的言语行为, 都是为着主做的。
So I'm glad for this book.
我很高兴我们有这本诗歌。
I'm glad for hymns.
我很高兴我们有诗歌。
I know. You have to be archaic and old as I am to appreciate them.
你或许要年纪大一点才能知道它的美。
But that's not true.
然而这不是真理。
I know of many young people that appreciate and love the hymns.
我知道有许多年轻的人，他们爱这些诗歌。
I believe it or not, I guess I could sue my parents if they were alive. I would sue them today. Because they made me learn hymns.
如果我父母还在的话，我会怪他们，因为他们强迫我学这些诗歌。
Can you imagine having such mean parents that they make you force you to learn hymns?
你可以想象我的父母多么的坏，他们要强迫我学这些诗歌。
All the verses?
把经节全部背起来。
Even if you don't understand what you're talking about?
就是你不了解之前就要背。
My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious, so what in the world is that? My bliss of who? What's bliss?
我罪和一切的过犯，那是什么意思呢？
I don't like blisters.
我不喜欢受伤。I learned
the hymns before I could even understand what they were saying.
我在明白之前，我就必须要背这些诗歌。
And as I've grown up in the church, just growing up in church,
and
I was, for many years, I was at a disadvantage because in our churches, we play our musical instruments when the singing is going on. And for years, I played my trumpet along with the songs. I didn't even sing them. I just played the notes. But just in hearing them being sung and again, and now being a pastor of a church for 40 years and singing them again and again and again and again, I never get tired of singing them.
然而等我做牧师了以后，我就光是在这里牧教会40年，一再一再的唱这些诗歌，我就会了这些诗歌。
And I would encourage you not only to sing the hymns, to learn the hymns, but know something, if you can find it, about who it is that wrote the hymns and why.
我鼓励大家，你不要单单唱这些诗歌，并且能够明白是谁写这些诗歌，为什么他写这些诗歌。
Because as we heard earlier, many of the hymns are divinely inspired.
因为我们刚才就听过，这些许多的诗歌是圣洁的。
Some of these songs, some of our hymns, and fine hymns are written by professional hymn writers.
有一些诗歌是专业的写诗的人写的。
But not most of them.
但不是大部分。
Some of them, yes, but not most.
有一些，但不是大部分。
Most of the hymns that are written were written by a pastor or some other person, and maybe they only wrote one or two in their whole lives.
有一些是牧师或者是其他的人写的，他们可能一生就写了一两首诗歌。
But what they wrote were divinely inspired songs or anthems of praise given to them, I believe, by God.
然而这些诗歌是我相信是神给他们的灵感，来激发他们写出来，是鼓励人心的。
And as they've shared these anthems of praise with the people of God, people all over the world for many years have been helped.
当他们分享这些神鼓励他们的话语的时候，全世界各地都有人被这些诗歌激励。
And strengthened.
并且得到力量。
Years ago, my oldest daughter, who's now 30-some-odd years of age, when she was a little girl about 6 or 7 years old, was diagnosed with a stomach tumor.
我的长女,她现在30几岁了,但是我记得在她6岁的时候,她的胃有一个肿瘤。
I was not a happy guy.
我那时候不太高兴。
It hurt me, I was sad.
因为我很难过。
And one night, when everybody was asleep, I remember it as if it were yesterday, I sat in my blue rocking chair.
我好像昨天发生的事一样，我还记得我坐在那个蓝色的摇椅里面。
And I just began to sing. You know, I was really glad that I didn't have to pull out a book and get a hymnal and get a piano player and get three people to help me keep the tune. I was glad that I knew what to sing. I can still remember singing, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand.
主以外都是流沙,
I went from singing that song to singing other songs.
我从这一首诗歌唱到另外一首诗歌,
and the burden, the heaviness lifted.
我的重担就被拿走了。
I don't know that I prayed. Maybe I was praying while I was singing. That's what the Bible teaches us to do. But I'm glad there was something in there that I could sing. And when we sing the hymns, oftentimes we're singing our theology. We're singing our doctrine.
这个诗歌是存在我的心里。很多时候我们唱是唱主的教导。
Many of our hymn writers actually wrote doctrine in song, poetic form, so that they could introduce it to the church, because it's much easier to sing the doctrine than to hear it preached and remember it.
很多时候诗人把神的话语写在他的诗里面, 因为这样能够比较容易教导进入人心。
We're not going to get out of here. I'm not giving you back your 15 minutes, so forget that. But if I don't stop with this soon, we can go on all afternoon, because there's so many songs that just are fraught, filled with doctrine.
我们不能早一点出去离开，因为我有许多要向你们跟你们分享的，有许多神的真意在这些诗歌的里面。
Anybody know any songs that teach about the Trinity?
你有没有唱诗歌是唱三一神的呢？
I can think of a half dozen, but do you know one?
可能有六首至少，你们记得任何一首吗？
You go on there and sing the whole song, you're learning the Trinity. You're learning the doctrine. Do you ever sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing? I wonder how many people here understand half of that song. Test yourself sometime. I hope you do. It's a tremendous. Wesley wrote Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and he wrote a song because he wanted to teach people the doctrine, the theology behind the birth and the coming of Jesus Christ. And every phrase in that song comes right from the scriptures. And it's just helping us. You don't have to understand all the minor prophets and their prophecies. You just have to go home and learn Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And a lot of those expressions that maybe are difficult, we don't understand, come right from the Old Testament, explaining to us this is who Jesus Christ is. He is the Ancient of Days.
有许多的表达的方式或许我们不明白，然而这些是直接从旧约里面摘抄出来的。
And so on and on and on and on, and there are many, many, many hymns that we learn the theology, we learn our doctrine by singing those songs. Then there are these testimonies that people, because of their experiences, anybody know what song Newell wrote, William Newell?
你们知不知道有一首诗歌, 有些诗歌是他们的见证。
See, I'm sure many of you know the song. But if you know the story behind the song, I believe you'll sing the song, the hymn, with new understanding. Newell's father was a theologian and a preacher. But his son had no interest at all in the things of God. And as a young man, he rebelled against the things that he was taught at home and taught in his church. When he graduated high school, Mr. Newell, Father Newell, wanted his son to go to a Bible school. So he wrote a letter to his friend and he said, I want my son. He's having struggles. He's wondering about whether or not he believes in God at all. And I'd like him to go to your Bible school. Father Newell got a letter back that said, I'm running a Bible school, not a reform school. This school is for young men and women that want to train for the service and the work of the Lord. Mr. Newell wrote another letter and he said, please, I ask you, please allow my son access to your school. I want you to keep watch over him. I want him to be in a good environment.
这个父亲就再写了一封信说, 拜托你, 我希望你能看顾我的这个孩子, 让他能够走上正路。
So because of that friendship, the agreement was, okay, your son can come to the school, but every morning, 15 minutes before classes begin, he has to come to my office and we're going to have devotions together.
后来这个朋友因为他们的友情的关系就接受了这个孩子, 但是有个条件, 就每天上课之前,
The father prevailed upon the son to go to the school, get his education there. The kid went reluctantly, but he went. And after being in that school for a few years, his whole attitude, his whole understanding changed. He gave his heart and his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He became a follower of Jesus Christ, and his commentary on the book of Hebrews is one of the best that you could find, if you could still find it. And I believe he only wrote one song. Now some of you cheated and probably looked it up in the book and found out who it is, what song it was. But what song is it? I want to hear from one of the cheaters. Anybody know what song he wrote? Maybe you don't sing it, maybe you do. Years I spent in vanity and pride. It's not in your hymn book. At Calvary. Okay. Well, that's the song that he wrote. Now, maybe you don't know it. Maybe you don't sing it. Maybe I shouldn't have ever told you the story. But he writes his own testimony, his own experience. It was years I spent in vanity and pride. I didn't care that my Lord was crucified. I didn't know it was for me he died on Calvary. Second verse, Newell writes, by God's word at last, my sin I learned.
第二节他说, 借着主的话语, 我认识我的罪。
Then I trembled at the law I'd spurned.
然后我就在主的面前忏悔。
Till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary.
我将我颤抖的灵魂交给加律。
And now I've given to Jesus everything.
我将一切所有奉献给神。
And now I gladly own him as my king.
我真喜悦他拥有我的一切。
Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary.
我背提的灵魂终于可以在加略山喜悦。
Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan.
借着主的救赎,
oh, the grace that brought it down to man.
这样的恩典能够带到人间。
Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. I got forgiven of my sins. And my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. And that song has been sung over the years for a long time now as a testimony of thanksgiving and praise, an anthem raised to our God.
And there are
many such stories. Do you know the story of It Is Well With My Soul?
有许多更多的诗歌,你知道, Oh, 我很渴无恐。
Have you heard why Newton wrote Amazing Grace?
你知道为什么作者写,
do you know of A.B. Simpson's songs about once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord, a song entitled Himself? Sung that?
你们有唱这首诗歌吗? 就是,
These songs all came out of encounters with God, sometimes in the most difficult of situations. The song, Great is Thy Faithfulness, the other banner that you have besides Amazing Grace.
在, 奇异恩典旁边这个布条写的,
Chisholm wrote that song because he was in a great need.
在, 是在一个极大的需要里面写的。
It was a financial need that he was in.
是, 他是在一个经济的需要里面。
And that need was met miraculously at the last minute.
然而这样经济的需要, 神预备。
So he wrote this song, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
因此他写主你的信实何等广大。
By morning, new mercies I see.
每早晨都是新鲜。
All I have needed, His hand has provided.
一切我所需，他都供应。
The man that wrote, "What a friend we have in Jesus," is that in your books?
我们的诗歌本里面有何等的朋友，我主耶稣。
He was a loner most of his life.
他非常的孤单。
A little strange, eccentric.
他是一个独特的人。
But he had a heart for the Lord.
然而他的心是向着主的。
People made fun of him and looked askance at him.
有许多人嘲笑他，讥笑他。
But out of that experience, he wrote this hymn that says, "What a friend we have in Jesus."
然而在那样的经历里面，他写说，何等朋友，我主耶稣。
Do you have the song, or do you know the song, "O Love That Will Not Let Me Go"?
你有唱这首诗歌，这爱不放过我。
Do you know the story of Matheson who wrote that song?
你知道作者的故事吗
？Did you hear what his fiance did to him?
你有听到他的未婚妻对他做什么
？When he was told that he was going blind.
他告诉他他要失明了。
And she, although engaged to him at the time, said, "I broke the engagement. I don't want to be married to a blind man."
他就后悔了，这未婚妻就跟他退婚。
Out of that experience, he sat down and he wrote, "There's a love, oh love, that will not let me go. I rest my weary soul on thee."
然而在那样子的心情里面，他写下这首诗歌，这样的爱不放过。
Blind or not blind, he loves me.
看见或看不见。
He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me.
他永远不离开我，不撇弃。
And on and on, and many, many, many of our songs, Heber wrote "Holy, Holy, Holy," and they teach us the doctrine, and he wrote for that purpose. But so many of them are born out of these experiences, divinely inspired, not by hymn writers, but by men and women who God just gave them a song.
许多的诗是因为不是因为神直接的一个激励，而是在试炼的里面。
What more can I say about Fanny Crosby's songs?
Fanny Crosby, 她的诗歌呢?
She wrote thousands of poems, thousands.
她写了许许多多成千上万的诗歌。
Most of them have never found their way into our hymnals.
许多的诗歌并没有收录在我们的本子里。
But the ones that have found their way, what a blessing they are.
在我们本子里的诗歌,
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.This is my story.
This is my story.
That's the one. Praising my Savior
all the day long.
This is my story.
This is my song.
Praising my Savior
all the day long.
Now, did you know that most of her poems, most of her songs, you'll find some line in there, in that particular one, Blessed Assurance, you find visions of rapture now burst on my sight.
在他这一首诗歌里面，他说我的眼前可以看见。
You know that she was blind.
你知道这是一个盲眼的姐妹。
As a little girl, she was blinded by some medications that were wrongly administered and caused her to go blind.
他从小的时候因为用药错误就看不见了。
In so many of her songs, although blind, she writes about seeing and sight.
所以在他许多诗歌里面他讲到能够看见。
What does she know about seeing?
他根本不知道看见是什么意思。
A lot more than some of us.
可是却多过我们许多人。
She sees things that you and I don't perhaps ever see.
他看见许多我们看不见。
And I'm glad for our hymn writers and our songs.
我很感谢这些写诗的人。
I mean, on and on, Old Rugged Cross, Beverly Shea made it famous, but that song, he found it and just started to sing it, and it went viral.
古老的十字架，我们一唱就不能停。
These are God-given, many of them are God-given.
许多是神赐给我们的。
And in dark nights and in difficult prisons that you find yourself in,
在黑夜的里面，在监牢的里面。
When you come together as God's people,
当我们是神的子民聚集的时候，让我们唱。
Sing songs, sing hymns.
唱诗歌。
And thank God for the rich heritage that we've been afforded.
感谢主给我们的丰富的遗产。
I'm one of the archaic ones in our church. We actually, like you, we actually have hymn books in our racks.
我们像你们一样，我们的椅子，但是是一个地方可以是放诗歌本的。
And we actually sing from the hymn book.
那我们实际是唱从诗歌本里面在选诗歌唱。
I never want to get away from it.
我不希望失去这样的传统。
I can start singing a song in our church, and everybody, the whole congregation, just start singing along with me.
我也希望有人开头唱，大家就都能一起唱。
Sometimes people say, but what about the newcomers? They're going to feel left out.
那新来的怎么办呢？有人担心他们跟不上。
I'm not too worried about them. They'll learn.
不用太担心，他们可以跟上。
It might take them a little while, but they'll learn. And I've told our people before, if you got a guy next to you that doesn't know up from down when you start to sing, open up the book, find the number, give it to him, help him out.
如果你旁边的人不知道是第几首，你就帮他翻嘛。
So that he has the opportunity and the privilege to join in with the people of God. And so his hymns the only thing and the only one? No, but I found it to be a tremendous asset. I thank God that somehow in my upbringing, in my history, the plug wasn't pulled on them because they're old and out the door. But I'm thankful that I've been able to, over the years, appreciate them more and more.
我感谢主，经过年日的筛检，我仍然珍惜这些诗歌。
Let me just close with this. I have an old, there's an old man in our, was, he's now in heaven, so he's not there anymore. But there's an old man, he was 90 years old, and he was having a birthday celebration at church.
有一个90岁的老人，他现在已经不在我们当中。
And so I said, Brother Otto, what can we sing with you together?Celebrate your birthday.
然而他受洗的那一天，我们问他你想唱什么诗歌？
And he said, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so."
他唱了一个儿童诗歌，耶稣爱我，我知道。
We go to a nursing home. Our church does once a month, and invariably here we got a bunch of older people also. And I'll ask them, "What would you like to sing?"
我们去老人院拜访的时候，我们问他们你们想唱什么诗歌？
Jesus loves me.
耶稣爱我。
You know that song was written at a time when children were dying all over the place because of sickness.
这首诗歌是在许多孩子们因病而过世的时候写的。
And that was written to help and to comfort.
这诗歌是写来安慰人的心的。
Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide.
主耶稣为我受死，天门大开。
And if I love him when I die, he will take me home on high.
若我死的时候爱他，他要接我到天上。
What kind of a thing is that to teach to children?
你怎么把这样的事教给他们？
They're about as far away from death as you can get.
他们是离死最远的一群人。
No, it's good to teach children, especially when their friends are dying.
如果孩子们的朋友有快要死的，就教他们这样诗歌是很好。
And as we as children learn that, and if we learn that verse, we've learned a very, very wonderful doctrinal truth.
然而我们身为神的儿女，我们学这样诗歌的时候，是
个
是个真理。
If I love him when I die, he will take me home on high.
若我将离这样子爱他的话，他要接我到天上。
So may the Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine on you and give you peace.
愿主保守你，祝福你，让他的脸光照耀你。